Is the cannabis industry waiting another wave of IPOs for publicly traded companies and all the next speculation? We're going to talk about it coming up next.
It's only entertainment.
Welcome back to The Talking Hedge. I'm Josh Kincaid, capital markets analyst and host of your cannabis business podcast. Today, we're going to take a look at a report from Viridian Capital Advisors about the next wave of cannabis SPACs. That's a specialty purpose acquisition company, otherwise known as a blank check company. Essentially, they just get money from investors and they have the right to kind of then go and do what they want with it, not a targeted focused investment. So kind of a casting a wide net, if you will. So looking at this graph here, we can see that there's some proceeds that are raised from the IPO in the dark green bar, and then the light green bar is total merger value. There's also projected merger value, and then the number of SPACs as well. So we can see the initial wave of cannabis SPACs had largely completed, producing about $5 billion of merger and acquisition value from the original $1.8 billion in IPO proceeds. So that second wave that Viridian expects is going to be equally significant at around $6 billion worth of deals that are going to be announced or projected. So when we look at just the merger and acquisitions or mergers rather, five of the seven SPACs searching for mergers raised $853 million in IPO proceeds. That's more than the $397 million that was raised through traditional IPOs year to date. Completing some of the deals hasn't been very easy. So for some of the larger U.S. listed SPACs, they're limited to non-plant touching deals. So this has led five SPACs that started out looking for cannabis targets that completed a merger in a different industry, like Collective Growth Corp's merger with an automotive company and Tuscan Holding Corp's acquisition of EV battery company. Maybe the other reason is the valuations are a little bit frothy. That's a lot of people looking at the publicly traded marketplace in Canada and kind of just being bored with that and then looking at the valuations in the US. But some of those SPACs that we've seen paid more than they should have. So a lot of them paid above market multiples for those acquisitions. Some of those investors are now kind of taking a look and saying, paying too much, but it still hasn't really slowed down the process yet, but it may have made other people think otherwise and go to a different industry. Still not slowing anything down though. So all in all, we can see about nine of these SPAC mergers have completed, totaling $5.4 billion. And two of the mergers are pending, another $2.1 billion in merger value. Seven SPACs are searching for targets, trying to raise $1.2 billion. So a lot happening with an anticipation that even more will happen. Fourth quarter, a lot's moving. With the end of the year, there's asset reallocation. That's when a lot of the institutional managers come back from the Hamptons, that whole sell in May and go away. They come back after Labor Day and start disrupting the markets again and reallocating, meaning getting rid of the equities that did well and then looking for other ones that have that next potential to pop. Maybe cannabis or those. They've pretty much done nothing since January. So maybe Biden, in order to regain some popularity that he's lost, I think I saw a 39% approval rate. After that whole Afghanistan thing, maybe he's going to try to legalize in order to get reelected, because that is, as it is, probably not going to happen. Maybe cannabis is the gateway to reelection. I don't know. What do you guys think? Let me know. With that, we're going to roll this one up. I'm Josh Kincaid. This is The Talking Hedge. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, or don't. And I'm out. Don't forget to smash that like button on your way out and check out these other videos that we've got.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
I'm Larry Mishkin, and I'd like to invite you to join Rob Hunt and me on our weekly podcast, The Deadhead Cannabis Show. Each week, we explore the latest cannabis and jam band news and reminisce with other deadheads and jam band lovers about the great musical acts that we've seen and heard. Check out a new episode every Monday.